start talking about the halachas of the halachas of Nira La'akum. We pointed out that it's lav dafka by Shabbos. It applies to other areas of Yisr as well. The two parts, we mentioned there are two parts of the Yisr. There's an Yisr of Amira. There's an Yisr of the fact that the non-Jew is doing work for you. Because Al gave him Mir Rabbanu Dinu B'Shliach, as if he's doing your action. We mentioned that besides that, there are two other Yisrim. There's an Yisr of being the henna from benefiting from the action which the non-Jew does for you. And there's also an Yisr of Marasayans. So let's go back to the point, that the second point we said, there's an Yisr of the non-Jew doing work for you, independent of the Yisr of Amira, which means even though the Amira took place during the week, the person asked the non-Jew to do the Malacha on Tuesday, says on Shabbos, I want you to do something for me. You can't have the non-Jew doing work for you on Shabbos. What about a situation where you do not ask him at all? The non-Jew came on his own volition, his own decision. He said, I know that you need something, and I'm going to take care of it for you. Did it on his own. So in general, that is going to be usur. Having a non-Jew, if he hasn't had to do it for you, to benefit you, even though you have not asked him, is going to be usur. Now, you have to understand that many are familiar with the concept of hinting to the non-Jew. So basically what you just said, that would basically prohibit all situations of hinting. The idea of hinting is that he gets the idea of what you need and he's doing it for you. So he's doing work for you. And we just said if a non-Jew does work for you, it's going to be prohibited. So when exactly is a situation of hinting going to be permitted? And this is a very good question. There are two answers to that question. We'll give one answer right now. There's a second answer which we'll talk about. And we talk about the Isra being the henna from having benefit from the non-Jew's work. The first answer is that according to one opinion Mishnah Berurah brings, it's only mutter to hint that it's not going to take place in your house. And this prohibition of having the non-Jew doing work for you without being asked applies in your house. So basically, any situation where you want to hint the non-Jew to do work for you in your house would not work. But that's quite a broad statement. Many people think, any case situation of hinting is permitted. So according to this opinion, that is not true. We'll see a more lenient opinion as we go along. As Hashem, I just want to point out this concept of just any time you want to hint, having a non-Jew to work for you is not so simple. Have a good morning.